the Gospel according to John. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the Passover feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they got palm branches and went out to meet him. They shouted joyfully, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God, the ruler of Israel." Jesus rode in, sitting upon a donkey in accord with the scripture, "Fear not, O people, O Zion. Your ruler comes to you, sitting on a donkey's colt." The Gospel of Christ. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Save us, save us, save us. Once again, we travel back to Jerusalem to welcome Jesus into the city, where we all know the powers of empire will execute him. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Save us from this story that has the power to turn us into cheerleaders for an abysmal, obscene, cruel madness that portrays the creator of everything that is, was, and ever shall be as a maniacal child killer who cannot bring himself to forgive the very ones he has created unless the most beloved of his children sacrifices himself upon a cross on a hill far away. It happens every Palm Sunday, over and over again. We hear atrocious interpretations of the meaning of Jesus' execution that continue to distract us from the power that embodied love might have to resurrect the world in ways that will see the violence end as justice climbs out of the empty tombs into which we have tossed our dying dreams of peace. Jesus died for our sins. That tired old interpretation of these powerful events, that tired interpretation that took 11 centuries after the events to formulate. Jesus died for our sins, as if that act of political theater were nothing more than the ridiculous plan of a maniacal God. In our darkness, we have wrestled with the one who gave us light. Like Jacob of old, we too have fought, demanding a blessing from the divinity. The divinity responsible for our creation. We have wrestled in the night to find the God who will save us from ourselves. Praying for peace, longing for justice, shouting to the heavens for a blessing that will save us from our hunger and our greed, save us and restore justice and lead us forth to peace. Like Jacob, we long to know the name of our Creator so that we will recognize our Savior when our Savior comes. Like Jacob, we too have been wounded by the very sight of the face of God. For in the darkness of the night, we have wrestled our God to the ground, only to discover that the blessing this God delivers leaves us limping into the future, wounded, stumbling forth with as many questions as we went into the darkness with. Questions that beg for an answer. We still long to know the name of the one whose blessing we seek. As the first light of sunrise shines on a new day, we too can but limp along, injured, still seeking the one whose reluctant blessing we carry forth into an uncertain future. Hosanna, save us. Save us from our woundedness. Save us from the desires that haunt us, overpower us, and fracture our humanity. We continue to shout our hosannas as the parade moves on toward Jerusalem, the Jerusalem of our nightmares. Some of us have cried out for salvation so many times that our cries, Hosanna, 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 have become our yada, yada, yada. Because we know that despite our pleas, Jerusalem awaits. It's up there ahead of us. Because we know that up there, we too will die. Death lies ahead of us just as surely as death has always waited to meet us in every Jerusalem we have ever faced. So why not join that other parade? At least there we might stand a chance of success. Hail Caesar! Let the powers lead us forth with power and might to conquer our enemies with force so that we can be secure, so that the security of sheer numbers can enfold us. Let's join the parade where the chances of winning will at least guarantee us some success. Let's join the parade that promises to distract us from the reality that awaits us in the darkness of the deepest night. Let's join the parade that promises order in the face of chaos. At least there, on that other path, in that other parade, we will know the safety of numbers, of power, of might, of strength, the light that comes when we have the power to buy what we need, the order that violence can bring, and the peace that distractions can offer. If only for a moment we too can march among the powerful, trusting our future to saviors who have proven without a doubt that they can deliver us to what we want, what we desire. At least in that other parade, the pomp and the circumstance will distract us from the reality of the Jerusalems that await us. Yada, 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 we've heard it all before. We know where Jesus is leading us on that blessed donkey, and we don't want to go. Up there on that ass, he's not the Savior that we're longing for. We want that Caesar. Instead, we get a Savior who is asking us to create a path for a parade into Jerusalem with no more than the clothing on our backs. What kind of Savior would ask of us the very shirts off our backs to be paraded upon by a beast of burden? Save us from the darkness indeed. Save us from all that oppresses us. Save us from our deepest fears. Save us. Hosanna, 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 yada, yada, yada. We've heard it all before, Jesus. And we know full well that your parade is leading us straight into the darkness, only to be blessed by the one whose blessing leaves us wounded and limping into the unknown. You are not the Messiah we were hoping for, Jesus. We want someone who will do the bleeding for us. We want someone who will wrestle our God to the ground and show us a face of God that we can worship because he is all-powerful, capable of doing our bidding. And we want it all while keeping our distance. Not a God who comes to us like a stranger in the night. Not a God whose blessing leaves us to carry wounds into the future. We want a God of our own making. We want our kind of Messiah. A Savior who will do our bidding, be what and who we want that Savior to be, so that we can feel safe and secure and march in parades where we can hold our head up high, trusting that we are the chosen ones, the ones who can march into any Jerusalem and wield our power like we own the place. We want a Messiah who will make us feel like we have nothing to fear, a Savior who will go before us, carry our standard into battle. And we want a God who will stand behind us, a God who is capable of slaying our fears and laying low anyone who might dare to threaten our power. It's a strange sort of place that we find ourselves every year, reenacting these two parades. Do we hail Caesar as Lord and follow the powers that be, trusting military might, wealth, and riches to save us from the darkness that lies before us? Or do we cast off our garments and lay them before Jesus? This Jesus, this unlikely Savior, if ever there was one, knowing full well that the parade that Jesus is leading goes straight into the darkness to face our Jerusalem, clothed only in our own woundedness. Can we trust the strange God who comes to us in the depths of our darkest night, this one whom we continue to wrestle with over and over again, this one from whom we seek a blessing that we know will leave us wounded? The reality is that Jerusalem lies before us. Each and every one of us must encounter the darkness of the death that is coming to us. We can distract ourselves. We can throw a big splashy parade for a while. We can get caught up in our own riches and wealth. But Jerusalem and all that it represents, all that we fear, everything at the core of who we are, will still be there to meet us at the end of the parade route. The God, the all-powerful one of our making, that God will probably be there to distract us in the end. And that God might even bring us some comfort. We can embrace the distractions of our own making, an embrace that might be comfort enough for some of us. Or we can take a chance on this Jesus fellow and toss our cloaks onto the path and wrestle with the one who will leave us wounded. Jerusalem is here, right here. And those two parades are ours for the choosing. Endless distraction has its appeal. And those who choose it, well, may God bless you. But as for those who choose the path less traveled, following a Messiah who promises little more than the kind of blessing that gives us but a glimpse of the face of God and a wound powerful enough that people will notice it in the way that we walk. Well, now that's the kind of blessing that is not for the faint of heart. That's the kind of blessing that once shared continues to haunt each and every moment of each and every day, the kind of blessing that promises only resurrection. Resurrection, a daunting possibility of salvation here and now. Resurrection, a kind of shalom, a peace that is beyond our understanding, a peace in which everything is upside down and inside out, the kind of peace that comes not through power and might or violence, but through justice. Justice motivated out of compassion, love, the kind of justice that only the wounded have the courage to embrace, the kind of justice that can only be discovered in the struggles that happen in the darkness of our very being, with a Creator who promises nothing more than to be present in our wounded attempts to be all that we are created to be. Out there ahead of us, on the way, sits an unlikely Savior, a Messiah who lived into the fullness of his being, a Messiah that terrified the powers that be. Could it be that this unlikely Savior's tiny little parade exposed the grand, majestic parade of power and might as the distraction that our displays of power really are? Just a distraction from the darkness that awaits us all. Up there on that ass, living into the fullness of his being, Jesus exposed the powerlessness of their parade, the powerlessness of our grandest distractions. Out there, ahead of us, on the way, is our salvation, the pathway that we must create for ourselves, pathway that we can create together through the darkness that awaits us all. One way or another, we must all journey forth on our way to Jerusalem. Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God, the one who is willing to wrestle with us, the one who wounds us along the way, the one who gives us but a glimpse. Hosanna. Save us. Save us from our distractions. Hosanna. Save us from the messiahs of our creation. Hosanna. Save us so that we wounded ones might create a pathway capable of carrying us beyond the darkness. Hosanna, save us. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna.